In anticipation.
You know what it is? It's picking a number out of the sky. I mean,
right.
I've asked for some ideas. Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten any. I mean, you know, I'm sure what they do is take the lake's 25 acres, so they're going to take 25 acres and they're going to say a chemical treatment of this is going to cost that, and we can come up with a number. That would be, but you know, whether that's the course of action we want to go or should go, I certainly can't opine on that.
Well, the good news is that the lake is almost at the level of what it needs to be for construction. Mm-hmm. I want to say they finished dropping it, because they were supposed to drop it last week, the last foot. So the WEWA is at its level, it should be. If not, it may have another foot to go, plus or minus, because we've had rain and all sorts of things. So, but all the boards are dropped. If you see it high, it's still draining, and it'll get to what the level it needs.
And you
to
see
be.
The Continental yeah. Army Road.
Just going to
say. And
you
can see Corduroy. The road. Just so you know, the
Corduroy Road.
I had the Orange County historian was here. It was photographed yesterday. And so it's officially done. So some really, you know, it's going to be the last time it can really be looked at from a historical standpoint from the county. So they were very excited. They had never seen it or photographed it. So that was done. And so that we took care of. But going back to the WEWA, the water's pretty drawn. As you can see, there's a lot of beachfront exposed. That's where probably a lot of the milfoil would be most
I would say it's all of it.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's most likely
realistically,
to be.
It's all of it.
So,
because I think from its peak, it's been dropped 16 feet.
Right.
The lake's been dropped, and the milfoil exists up to 8 feet because it's a question of water clarity and visibility. And the WEWA was the worst of
yeah.
the three lakes in terms of visibility.
So
the
WEWA.
So it should.
Well, the question
yeah.
is.
Hopefully, we had enough winter.
Obviously, a frost hasn't killed it. The question is, not being in water, does that kill it?
Well, and this is what we're going to project.
I don't have an. I don't know the answer to that.
This is what we're going to project. Just so you know, we're not going to bring the water back up to its levels till springtime. So in the wintertime, we're going to keep it.
Next winter.
This winter, you know, 2017 winter, it's staying dropped.
And Alan, if we take them back
to really allow the winter
yeah,
to
I mean,
do
the divers, don't they pull it up by the roots?
Yes.
So maybe we can pull it up by the roots.
But no, you can't pull it up. Because, I mean, right now, you see it, it's like a green slime
uh-huh.
along
but,
the shoreline.
But if we use a backhoe and just pull it up for the winter to freeze.
Yeah, I mean,
well, we have the equipment in
right.
the PPW.
Yeah,
we just go around the
perimeter.
Yeah. Just
we haven't had. I think you have
to
have
frost.
Yeah. 2 30-day periods, right, Ellen?
Yes.
For real freezing
to kill it.
To impact the milfoil.
Two
30-day periods, like 60 good stretches of days
yeah.
of
below freezing.
We really didn't get that. We had ups and down swings
wow.
this
yeah,
winter,
yeah.
so we really never had that like harsh winter. So,
but nobody can answer if it dies just from sun and general exposure.
What I said is I didn't have an answer.
Yeah, we don't know. Either.
Slight difference.
can you see it?
Let the specialist.
Can you see it right now?
Yeah.
Yes, it's a beautiful green slime along the perimeter.
Yeah.
But where it's dry. What is it?
Well, you go down by the DPW. That's where it was horrific.
Yeah.
It looks like a greeny moss.
Yeah.
And the dam, you still right by the, mm-hmm. the dam right now, you see a lot of fragments down there right now.
Yeah, but where it's dry.
And the great thing what's going to happen with the dam is when
yeah.
they're doing the dam, there's going to be another dam temporarily done to hold the water back while they're working on the dam.
From the Warwick Brook is
so then a lot of that will dry. How much? I mean, that's really a question for the biologist to answer to us or the specialists that
yeah.
do the milfoil.
Well, we'll talk to them.
Say,
when are they coming in next week?
Next Wednesday.
Next
yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, I've asked him to address this issue.
We don't have, but we at least have kind of a very interesting opportunity because we have that water drawn down more than we ever normally would.
But can I say something though? If they come in next week and upsetting the rooting system with a backhoe, draining the water down, upsetting the root system, letting it freeze, if that works
on the WEWA,
we might do that also on Tuxedo Lake.
Drain it down?
No, for the winter time.
Well, then you better not have a boat feed.
Or for the winter time, so the roots can...
For the winter time.
For the winter, so the roots can freeze.
You wouldn't need to put your dock away, Sally. We'd reduce the lake to solve that problem.
You know, it might be a solution also for that.
I can find all my lures.
Anyway, so for the WeWall, that's...
Drones.
For the WeWall, that's what, you know, it's a real benefit, because there's no reason for us to put the water back, you know, to let the water levels go up until the spring, so we can hopefully capitalize on a winter.
Right, but just to be clear,
that
predicates the fact...
A lot of opportunity.
Subject to the... What CHA comes back with, there'll be no WeWall Beach Club.
Well, no, that's already been solved. So with the WeWall Beach Club, just so you know, they are fine with the WeWall Beach Club happening. They've already opined on it. We've been working with both Bonnie and with Jennifer Darling. We're going to just smooth out. They're going to have a great beach, so we're pushing it out to deeper water. It could be not to our benefit, because I think they're going to enjoy the big beach to be playing on this year, because then that will go away next year. So they'll have a beach area. The Department of Health will have to come inspect once it gets all in place. That's why we needed to drop the water right now, quicker, just so the levels could be where they need to be. The beach could be go ahead and get prepped. The Department of Health will come in, and then they'll let Jennifer and Bonnie know that it's good.
Will they be allowed to swim?
And they will be allowed to swim, because the water is deep.
Do they swim in the milfoil?
A puddle in the middle.
I'm just wondering, if you swim, does that spread the milfoil?
Well, in that area, there is no milfoil. Yeah. There is none. The water's too deep.
Well,
so,
I mean,
go ahead.
Good.
The WeWall's 25 to 30 feet deep at its deepest. We've reduced the lake by 15 feet.
Right.
Where the WeWall Beach Club is relatively shallow.
And where they're going to go.
And where my concern is if the water becomes a fetid, kind of swampy like
thing. Well, that's
and
what
we looked at. Whether or not we should even entertain this, given the Department of Health might write off, because you look from Howard Shore to where Pond Number 3 Dam is, that is incredibly low right now. I'm not sure.
Well, that's
from a safety perspective.
The Department of Health will make the final call. And so what we're going to do is the best we can to prep it. So if they can have it, it's prepped, and then the Department of Health makes the call.
Prep it in the sense that we're not putting sand down there.
No, it's already there. The sand is already there.
No, there's sand for 10 feet, and then there's 50 feet between where the sand ends and the water. We as a village are not spending the money
for sand. No, are you talking about where the diving board is? It's all sand right there.
Well, there's no water there anymore.
No, but that's what we're talking about, is where the WeWall Beach Club is, not any place else.
So we're not going to create a sandy beach to water's edge?
No, we're just going to push a little bit of the sand that's there, if that's doable, or, you know, that's up to the Department of Health to decide if it's all good of what looks there.
Well, the Department of Health is good with regard to the water, not with regard to how we manage.
Yeah, but it has to be safe for them to get from point, that's where the Department of Health decides if it's safe for them to go from point A to point B and to swim in.
Okay.
So that's all there.
Mayor, the issue here is we're increasing the reservoir management, water management,
right.
48,000 to 100,000.
Yes.
Any other comment on what we're doing with that money?
Right now, no.
That's all milk.
This is one of the things where Alan has given us kind of two numbers to look at for 17, 18, and with the Lakes Committee, we need to hold a little bit of that just in case we need things that Solitude is doing.
Well, Solitude is realistically 10 to 20K, depending
right.
on whatever they say. And then with regard to pond number 3, you've got the issue that we had discussed was putting barrier curtains down in areas. We spent a lot of money last year getting the milfoil out of that. And what we want to do is put barrier curtains around the areas where it's bad. So you've got an upfront capital cost there, but you basically lift them after 3 months, clean them off, redeploy them around the lake. So that's the game plan for pond number 3. That's probably a $5,000 to $10,000 problem. So we're talking, theoretically, 130 to 140, but we're stealing, this year's stuff is, we're gonna be over budget this year with the mill file removal.
We're not stealing.
Borrowing.
Using.
Borrowing.
Using.
No, I think as it had been originally explained, it sounded as if there was money in the budget that would just approximate the milfoil projects, and I see how that doesn't work. The question I have, and it's really, you know, it's more the question for the board, is whether you think you have enough funding there to do what you think needs to be done in terms of your outside consultants and expertise to get the information and advice you need in order to preserve what is really our, our crown jewel of the community.
Should we throw something in the budget?
That's what we're waiting to hear from.
Yeah, but I don't know whether that's 10 or 20 or.
Well, the problem with that is no amount of money is enough. Because if you want to eradicate it, you can spend a quarter, $500,000, get basically get rid of all of it in Tuxedo Lake and deal with that. But we're dealing, this whole exercise is allocation of scarce resources. Right. We've got a $4 million dam, we've got roads on Clubhouse Road, and we've got a declining infrastructure in our water towers that. Who knows what it is? So, yes, I agree. The question is, how do we allocate the resources we have?
That's where you get paid those big dollars.
That's
exactly.
That's where you get paid the big bucks.
Yes. Paul, that zero works a long way.
Yeah.
Paul, the metered water sales here at 748,000 for the year, I think is a little low. We went
very conservative.
Plus,
I think we got a little bit.
Plus, I mean, the other thing is, and we've failed miserably, and you're part of the legacy, is we still haven't solved the riddle that we pump. And we only bill for 50% of the water we pull out of the ground. I mean, if we could solve that riddle, then we could spend a lot more money on the mill farm.
We know what it is. It's the leaky pipes that are so corroded that
We've discussed it in public meetings before.
Yeah.
Drain Tuxedo Lake and you'll see it popping out.
Well, this is what we're doing to talk about for Tuxedo Lake. What we're doing is we're going to be actually putting valves on both of those pipes in Tuxedo Lake, and we do have that in our budget. And then we're going to have a meter.
It's excellent.
And know what's coming in one end. Are we getting it out of the other end? That's the first place we're triaging.
Absolutely.
Because we've realized if we're losing an enormous amount of water, if it was being lost on land, somebody would have a big pool in front of their house.
Yep.
We're not seeing the water bubbling out of the street. We're not seeing the water. And we know where the two biggest pipes are, under the Ramapo and under Tuxedo Lake. So we thought we would tackle Tuxedo Lake, and then we should have those pipes anyway, because that's always a good maintenance to have.
The valves.
Yeah. That's always a good thing to have in the water. And then we'll do the same, you know, for on the other side. So we're having a feeling that in one of those two big long pipes.
Could be.
Yeah.
There just could be.
But we bought a water.
But you can't detect under the
water meter reading.
Right.
Or meter, whatever, diviner, or whatever.
Device, right.
And Jeff has been tasked post the winter.
Right.
That's one of his major focuses.
That's
is
right.
trying to solve this, because that frees up a lot of cash.
And
very
we have
quickly.
Just so you know, we've turned the clock about 2 hours. We're saving maybe four is what we're going to notice more in the irrigation season. From just the breaks we've repaired, the Route 17 break was major, the one in the racetrack was major, the one over by the school was a big one that we just were able to cap off because they're on well water over there, one of the residents over there. So we know that pipe's, you know, so that pipe's not leaking anymore. So the one on East Lake Road has been repaired. So they've been going around. Every time they go somewhere, we're now doing it in a grid system and we're listening. So it just takes time because we've had a lot. You can't really do it in the winter time per se, for obvious reasons. Not as successfully unless something bursts. So we've actually, every time you make that clock go backwards and stop running, you're saving electricity, you're saving chemicals, and you're saving wear and tear on the actual valves and any of the equipment. So that ends up, we won't know the fruits of that for a couple of years, because then we're gonna start seeing the impact of that. But we have been losing a lot of water.
When was the racetrack done? When was that fixed?
That was fixed last year.
Spring, wasn't it?
I can't believe how dry it is down there right now.
Yeah, that was fixed last spring. And what that was a special fix, because that had to be done under, while it was under pressure in the ground.
Wetland.
You know,
it's no longer wetland.
I think while Paul, you were still as a trustee, that was done. And so there may be some fixes that are unique versus others. So that takes care of that, but we will have some funds for sure. We already are thinking about for Solitude and all of that, but we know that we'll be able to manage that. Contingency speaks for itself. The employment speaks for itself. It's kind of the same thing that we talked about in other salaries. That's how it's handled on this side. The New York State, all of that stuff, as you know, it's a formula based on the salaries. The bonds, that's self-explanatory. Capital fund contribution, that's the flow through that happens. That's why you see that number on top and on bottom. Any questions? I just want to say we've worked very hard on this budget. We've had at least 10 public budget workshops that were open to the public, that many of this was vetted, talked about, gone back and forth, discussed. Most of the trustees were at, you know, the meetings. I find that it to be a great exercise that we do to have those budget workshops because we all participate. It's not just one person per se.
For yes, Ellen. Budget workshops, the public is invited, but
yes,
the public doesn't participate.
They have, we were allowing them to ask questions.
The
only thing we can't do is
only the people who didn't attend.
Yeah, only the people that didn't attend. But you just we can't give you the budget because it's still in process, in progress. So if that's, you know, it could be seen by someone, but it's not the real budget, so that's why they don't release those. But you're welcome to participate while we're doing it. And a couple of people were here, and we got comments.
Questions,
You know, so, and those were publicized and made known, and we did those schedules. During Board of Trustees meeting, and we did them many months in advance so the public would know. And they were always in the newsletter and posted and everywhere possible. So, and we did that last year as well with the board last year.
I want to ask Debbie a question on the, which is more of a balance sheet type of question. What's in the capital fund right now, and what can we expect at year end?
What capital fund?
The water capital fund.
There's only $12,000 in it right now.
Right now.
But we used it for the Route 17.
The Route 17. And at year end, what do you think we can expect at, on June 30th, fiscal year end? Mm-hmm.